Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to the Just Different Podcast. I'm your host, Darren Starks, and this is where we talk everything faith, life, and culture. So if you haven't already signed up for our Patreon, I need you to go and join right now. Pull the trigger. Don't hesitate. We're actually going to start our Bible studies this upcoming week, which I'm extremely excited about. Since we started our community at the beginning of this month, it has continued to grow week after week. It's exceeded my expectations. Like, the love and support that y'all have shown has just been out of this world, and we don't take it for granted at all. So if you're interested and you're looking to join, just get plugged into everything that we're doing, what we're building, you can join with the link in the description below. It's going to be patreon.com/justdifferentpod. But with all that being said, let's go ahead and jump right into this one. The last 2 weeks, these episodes have really just been building on one another. And the reason for that is because these are lessons that I'm learning in real time that I'm reflecting on. God's really teaching me and that I feel I need to share with you all. And so we started with quit your job, which was really symbolic for not becoming your assignment and not letting what you do become who you are. And realizing that who you are is a son and a daughter of God first. You're called to be a disciple and one who's meant to advance the kingdom and make him known in every space. And so no matter what you do, that's the foundation of who you are, and everything else is just an expression of that. And so from understanding that, then we got into how to know God more, because it's really hard to represent someone that you don't know. So last week I was really challenging myself and us collectively of really asking ourselves, how well do we know God? Not through other people, but our own personal experience. And how much do we know about what's happening in everyone else's lives, yet still so unfamiliar with the details of God's? And that's important, not just because of the fact that we're ambassadors and the work that we're called to do for God, but just for our own personal relationships with him. And so now, this week, getting into this episode, it's really almost an extension of that, because I believe for you to begin to really know God more, you must first encounter his presence, but to also be filled with his word. And so this episode is really going to be centered around that specifically. Like, what does it look like to be filled with God's word, why it's important, and how you can actually do that? And this is really important because I believe each and every one of us are called to be wells that people come to pull from, in the sense that we are called to be places, arenas, and environments that people can come to get what they need. We're pouring out to others when it comes to pouring out joy, pouring out peace, truth, hope to them. And so we can only operate in that capacity if we're filled with God's word. And since we're filled with God's word, when people are coming to us, that's only the thing that we can pour out. In every conversation, every interaction, every person that we meet, what comes from us is what we're filled with, and that's him. And no matter who you are, what your assignment is, whether you're leading a small group in your hometown, you're organizing a boys and girls club, an after school program, you are an entrepreneur, you lead a Fortune 500, you're a mother, no matter where you stand and what your position is, we are all wells that people are pulling from to some degree. And so the only way for us to operate in that and be a deep well that people can actually pull from is for us to be completely filled with God's word. And you also aren't just pouring into yourself for the sake of other people, but doing that so you can get as close to God as you possibly can, and you can develop in your intimacy with him. But from understanding that you are well, and that's a position that we all hold, the second thing that I had to ask myself as I'm coming to realize this is, okay, how do I make sure that I'm continuously poured into? And not just by other people's sermons or what God's speaking to those around me, but from God himself and his word. So what's been helping me with this when it comes to the how is this framework that's called the ABCDs of faith. And this is something that my friend Eric actually has told me. He went to Nigeria recently, and now he's being poured into by a mentor there. And this is something that he gave him that he's just been really relaying to me, and I've been digesting. But the ABCDs of faith is an acronym. And basically, this is the foundation of our walk with God. And no matter how far you are along in your relationship with Him, how long you've been saved, this is the baseline of what we need in order for us to continue to, one, get closer to Him and walk into what He's called us to do. And so the ABCDs of faith are this. A is to acquire the word. B is to believe it in your heart. C is to confess, to confront. And D is to demonstrate with action. Okay, so these are all in order and sequential. So the first thing is we must acquire the word. This is the foundation of our walk with God and us growing in Him. And so acquiring the word is exactly what it sounds like. Digging deeper into the Bible itself, studying, scavenging the scriptures to make sure that we're understanding God's heart, His priority, what He has to say about us, what He wants us to do, how He wants us to live, and making that a lifestyle. And then as we acquire the word, we must also begin to believe it in our heart, right? Because it's not enough just to know God or what He has to say or what may be important to Him. We also must actually believe what He says. And so in order for you to believe the word, you have to repeat it to yourself. The mind cannot resist the temptation to believe what it is regularly repeated. Your faith, you must repeat the word to yourself. You must be telling yourself that you are a royal priesthood, that you are God's prized possession, that you do not have the spirit of fear, but of love and peace and a sound mind. Like, you must continuously be repeating the word to yourself throughout your day, morning, noon, until it's what consumes your heart and you actually believe it. So that's how you pour into yourself and continue to be filled with God's word. And so from that, as you acquire the word, you begin to repeat it so you believe it in your heart. You then confess to confront. And so now that I am filled with His word, I have no choice but to pour it out. And so I'm confessing to confront different areas in my life and different thoughts that may come up when it comes to anxiety, fear, doubt, temptation. I am now confessing God's word to confront these things that maybe are trying to hold me back and or bring me to a place I know God's not calling me. But I don't only do that for myself, but I also do that for other people, right? So again, being this well, so I'm a well that now people can draw from, because now I'm confessing to confront different things that they're dealing with, that they need deliverance from, that they need hope in. So when they're coming to me with some of their doubt or their temptation, I'm now speaking the word into their life, speaking hope and speaking truth, so they can take that with them and chains can begin to break. And then from that, I demonstrate with action. And so as I'm also preaching the word and confessing, I'm walking out righteousness and holiness and moving in all the miraculous works that God has called me to do. But none of that happens if I am not filled with the word, right? The beauty about this is the fact that you cannot skip steps. Like, we can't think that we can be a place that people can pull from, or we can even begin to really deepen our relationship with God if we don't know Him, if we don't have a belief of who He is and what He says is true in our hearts. And so that's why it seems a bit elementary, but that's the point. We can never lose sight of this framework and this idea, because sometimes, like, we do want to skip steps. We want to start confessing to confront people's sin and their battles and their trials and tribulations when we've yet to even allow the word to work on us. So that's the sequence of what that looks like in terms of just us walking our relationship out with God, and in the context of us being wells that are being poured into to push us closer to God and to be a place people can pull from as well. So we must acquire the word first and foremost, repeat it to ourselves so we can believe it in our hearts, confess to confront, and then demonstrate with action. So from that, when it comes to how I was beginning to understand the how of what it looks like to an extent to be filled with God's word, what really made this hit home for me is understanding the why. Like, why is it important? What are the implications of me being filled with the word or me not being filled with it? So what the first thing that came to my mind when I thought about why this is important is I remember me and Jordan, maybe about a year ago, year and a half ago at this point, we went and we spoke at a church for their youth. It was one of their Wednesday night Bible studies, and it was amazing. We did a Q&A with the youth pastor, absolutely loved it. But afterwards, we were chatting it up with the youth pastor. His name is Colin. He's amazing, and he was just giving us his experience of being in ministry, and we were just asking him questions about that. And one thing that he mentioned that I'll never forget when it comes to being someone who was like pouring into others is the fact that there's a difference between those who serve food and those who come to eat it. And he began to explain that when you think about people who have to serve food and prepare, there's a different attention to detail, protocol, and diligence that they have to walk in when it comes to the work that they do, right? So for example, there's different protocols that they have to adhere by. They have to maybe have gloves, or they have to wear hair nets, or even like an apron, and they may have to wash their hands a few times, or even be delicate with different types of food. And they have to do all of this in order to make sure that the food is not contaminated for the people who are coming to eat it, that they do not do anything to disrupt the health of the people that they are serving. So they have to make sure that they are being extremely diligent in the attention to detail to how they're not just managing the food, but more importantly, how they're managing themselves. So that's where they wear all the protective gear and they go through these different steps. So just meticulously to make sure that, yo, anything in me or that may be on me, I wash away and I make sure can't contaminate what the people are eating. And that's a lot different, of course, than just you maybe coming to a restaurant and like eating the food or whatever the case may be. And you not necessarily having to go through all of that. You're able to take what's right in front of you and just be able to eat that, and that be nourishment for your body. And that symbolism was like just so powerful to me, and I'll never forget it. And like, I think to an extent, all of us are, we always operate in both sides. Sometimes we're the person that comes and we're just pulling from what someone else poured out that may be nourishment for us spiritually. But sometimes we're the person that is preparing the food, and we have to make sure that we are not contaminating what people are. So that's why being filled with the word, being washed by the word, allowing the word to work in you is so important in the context of us being wells. Because if I'm not maintenance well, you can be drinking from contaminated water. If we do not maintenance ourselves well and make sure that we are walking upright and doing what's necessary to cleanse ourselves and to walk in purity and holiness and being set apart, like, we can contaminate what people are pulling from. And so from that, I had to ask myself the question, like, I wonder, what is the maintenance required for a well? It just really struck me, and I had to like look deeper into this. And so when it came to my mind, I literally just Googled it. And the first thing that came up was a site from the CDC, and it was like their governmental requirements and standards for what you needed to do for a well to make sure that it wasn't contaminated and was up to date with different regulations if you had it in your backyard and your community. And so I started to go through these, and as I was reading deeper into it, it just like kept, these kept preaching low key. I was getting verses, and I'm like, yo, this is crazy. So they maybe had about 5 or 7 on their list, and I think I pulled a few out. So if you want to gain full access to the rest of this episode, just join our community and click the link in the description below, patreon.com/justdifferentpod. I love y'all so much. Hope you have an amazing weekend. I can't wait to talk to y'all next week and get these Bible studies started. But stay you, stay real, and stay humble. Much love.